You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's action on this edition. You'll hear us all live on Racing Radio from 1:40pm with Luke Elder, Andrew Mount and Ollie Pimlott in the studio. A real good Saturday to look forward to as well. It's Cambridgeshire Day at Newmarket. Not only do we have that Heritage Handicap, but we've got some real good two-year-old races on the card as well. The Royal Lodge Stakes, the Cheveley Park Stakes and the Middle Park Stakes. Alongside Newmarket, Chester Haydock, Ripon and Market Raisin in the afternoon. And also a Twilight card at Hamilton. So much to look forward to. I ran out of room on the jingle there. Joining me in the studio to look ahead to the action is Rory Delaghi. How are you, Rory?
I'm surviving, thank you very much, Mark.
Yeah, you've sounded better, to be fair.
Yes, I have. But hopefully it won't be long before we're back to full strength again.
Got a nice distraction on Saturday anyway. If you're feeling a bit under the weather, you can take in Newmarket and take your mind off the sniffles there for a while. At least.
I could indeed, yeah.
Looking forward to it?
Yeah, it's a good card. A lot of quality on show. Obviously, it's a big day for the two-year-olds as well.
Yeah.
But the Cambridgeshire are always one of the more interesting handicaps of the season.
Yeah, certainly so. We're not going to waste much time here. We're going to get straight into Saturday's action. We start in the 2:20 at Newmarket. This is the Royal Lodge Stakes Group 2 over a mile for the two-year-olds. A field of eight. We'll go to post for this one. Aidan O'Brien looks to have a pretty strong hand here. Douglas MacArthur, we'll start with that one, Rory. You'd imagine that's the choice of Ryan Moore. Has been a bit of a reputation about for this horse for some time.
Yeah, he was rumoured to be Aidan O'Brien's Derby horse for next year before his debut at Leopardstown. Was sent off at 2-5 and finished last of six. He then redeemed his reputation by winning his maiden in impressive style at the same track next time out over a mile. But again, when he was sent off at very skinny odds, he ran in the champion juvenile stakes at Leopardstown. He was a rather disappointing third of the five finishers, despite going off at 8-13. So it's mostly about reputation so far with him.
So do you take him on?
Definitely. Mostly because, he's been a little disappointing thus far. But Aidan O'Brien's horse is not firing on all cylinders at the moment. He had one favourite in the opening maiden yesterday, a horse with solid form, Taj Mahal, who was well beaten in the end. And a lot of the O'Brien two-year-olds just seem to be running below form for whatever reason. Rumours of a cough or a bug in the yard may or may not be wide of the mark, but I'd avoid them for that reason.
Have you been to the yard? Is it you that's sent them?
It could be.
So where do you go?
For a small fee, I will visit any trainer you like.
So where do you go in the race? What
well,
the selection?
I'd love to dig one out at a biggish price. And I was tempted by Monteter, but again, there's talk about Mark Johnson's two-year-olds being, they are definitely in and out at the moment. He had a 20-1 winner last night at Chelmsford, a horse who seemed to have a decent chance on paper. No one wanted to know it in the ring, and it's bolted up. But a lot of the Johnson horses just running below par at the moment as well. And again, you know, like a lot of yards in the country, there's talk about there being a cough or a bug around there as well. So it's not easy to back horses from these yards. They will get winners, but difficult to know whether you can trust these rumours or not. The obvious one is Best of Days. He's not a terribly exciting selection in a race like this, but he does have a profile that suggests he's going to improve an awful lot. And his form is pretty much as good as anything in the race anyway. Really impressive winner of his debut at Sandown, won by 6 lengths and a 7 furlong maiden there. Was immediately snapped up by Godolphin, but stays with Hugo Palmer. And then he was beaten in the Acom at York last time. But that was it was a funny race where the winner was badly outpaced early and then switched wide and swooped late to win very narrowly. Best of Days won essentially the other race in good style. He travelled well. He battled well when William Buick asked him to put the race to bed, and he just got mugged in the last stride. I think he barely saw Sifax. in the race, and I think that he probably would have rallied given the opportunity. Not that I wouldn't give the winner full credit for that, but it was a slightly odd race. But it was a good time, as was his maiden, of course. And he's bound to progress again. He's the son of Asamoah out of a High Chaparral mare. So he's going to improve the step up to a mile. Quick ground suits him very well. The ground has turned genuinely good to firm at Newmarket. They may actually water overnight. But if it is very quick, he will really like it. And he looks the safest bet here.
Best of days, then, the safest bet. In Rory's opinion, in the 220 at Newmarket. The second race we look at is the 255 at Newmarket, the third race on their card. This is the Cheveley Park Stakes. A fillies group one over six furlongs for the two-year-olds. We do have betting out already as well. Lady Aurelia, no surprise to see her at the top of the market. 8-13 at the head of the betting. Queen Kindly is 11-4. Roly Poly 6-1. 16s then for Holy Cat. Brave Anna 33-1, as is Pellucid. Some real nice fillies in there, Rory. Lady Aurelia could be an absolute superstar. Queen Kindly's a very, very good filly. And Roly Poly's not so bad either, so real good race here.
It's a very good race. Queen Kindly would normally be my selection in a race like this. She was impressive in the lither. That was a strong lither as well. She wasn't a particularly short price for that race against the likes of Roly Poly and Fair Eva. Fair Eva was the one who's meant to be sweeping all before her, but Queen Kindly was really impressive in the end. She dug deep, she found plenty for pressure, she showed good speed and also a bit of stamina in there as well. She beats Roly Poly again, I've got very little doubt about that, especially with slight concerns over the O'Brien yard form. But the big stumbling block, of course, is the favourite, Lady Aurelia, who, you know, you look at her last run at Deauville and you try to find ways to get her beat and go, well, you know, she wasn't that impressive in winning the pre-Morney, although she's run to exactly the same level on the figures as Queen Kindly has in winning the Lither.
Yeah.
And it's easy enough to find excuses why she wasn't hugely impressive there. It was she went hard from the front. She was pressed by another horse in the middle stages of that race. The ground might not have suited her ideally, and she found enough to win cosily. You can start saying, well, she wasn't that strong at the finish. It was a slow final furlong and, you know, she could be vulnerable over the six here. But you just got to keep looking back at Royal Ascot. Her win in the Queen Mary was, you know, as everyone said, it's one of just the most stunning performances you will ever see at the Royal Meeting. And it wasn't just that she showed the speed over three furlongs to get right away from her field, because that kind of horse you can be against over six later in the season. But she didn't just show speed. She showed sustained speed for four furlongs, and then she quickened. You know, and that was what took people's breath away. People could kind of understand a Wes Ward 2-year-old like her blitzing the field over the first three or four furlongs of the race, but they expected her to kind of, you know, gradually
come back to the field
a little bit, or sort of go into cruise control in the last furlong. But she kicked on, you know, and it was an absolutely frightening performance, totally backed up by the clock. Her speed figure is just phenomenal. Now, it may well be that was just a perfect storm. We just got to see the most amazing performance from a filly who won't be able to do it again, because not all the elements will arrive again. But when you see the best performance you've ever seen from a filly, you can't start saying, let's get her beaten next time. You know, she's what price should she be for this? She should probably be a 1-3 shot, I think.
So 8-13 is tempting.
There are reasons why fillies like this will get beaten, and fillies, you don't know whether they're going to be the same in June as they are in September. The difference in trip is there as well, but she did prove her stamina at Deauville. As I said, at Ascot, she proved her stamina in the way she ran that race. So it seems daft to be against her. It is possible she gets beaten, but there's not a great deal of value in being against her. She's 8-13. She might even be bigger. People will start thinking, can we get this beaten? And by definition, bookmakers are always keen to lay odds on shots. So you might get 4-5 about her at some stage. And that ends up looking like a ridiculously big price.
Yeah, it does, yeah. I know it's a bit like Wesley Ward anyway, but he has been rather bullish about her chances as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, that is him to a large degree. But yeah, reports of her work have been hugely complimentary. He's been also referring to Frankie Dettori as his assistant trainer. And, you know, Frankie's been largely responsible for her programme, if you like. But she's been doing everything right by all accounts. She seems to be flourishing physically. Mm-hmm. You know, you never really know that for sure until you see them in the flesh on the day. But
yeah.
You know, all the signs are there that she's ready to explode again.
So Lady Aurelia then in the 255 at Newmarket, the Cheveley Park Stakes. On to the next of the group ones, we look at the Middle Park Stakes. This is also for the two-year-olds over 6 furlongs. Just spinning through the betting as it stands as we record this. Blue Point, 11-10 at the top of the betting. Maymas is 5-1, 8-1 for Intelligence Cross. Macaris, 8-1. Peace Envoy, 8-1. 14s Mub to Sim, 20s or bigger for the rest. Blue Point, Rory, a fair bit shorter than the rest of them in the market, won the Gym Crack at York in pretty eye-catching fashion.
Devastating fashion.
Yeah.
In actual fact, he came with a huge reputation, justifiably so. I mean, he won his second outing by 11 lengths at Doncaster in Frankel style. You know, he came with a big reputation there. Did that in an exceptionally good time, despite the fact that, you know, he was outclassing his rivals, and he rocked up for the Richmond Stakes at Goodwood against Mehmas, expected to win fairly easily, and he cruised through the race. He looked the best of them. He got to the front. He's tanked along. Mehmas, like a little terrier, has raced alongside him. And you thought, bless him, he's going to give the big horse a race. But you know who the class horse here is. But to his credit, Mehmas just kept going, kept at Blue Point, and got the verdict in the end. Really stuck his neck out. Tremendously genuine performance from Richard Hannan's colt. And that gives you a sort of chink of light here for his chances again of a repeat. But Blue Point seemed to learn plenty from that when he went to the Gym Crack. And the Gym Crack hasn't always been the strongest of races in recent times, but it looks a very, very good race this time around. Blue Point beating Macaris and the Last Lion. The Last Lion, Our Daddy finished 7th, and Mubtasim, who finished 8th, have all come out and won since. The form looks really, really strong. All the right form lines are tied up in it, and the winner was hugely impressive. And again, not just in terms of the collateral form, but the clock. The time that he put up was hugely eye-catching there, as indeed was the Doncaster time. And, of course, he did slip a little bit at Goodwood, but the Goodwood race, he was just undone for know-how, if you see what I mean. Mehmas had more experience. He was battle-hardened, and he was a battler. And Blue Point, you know, he'd never had to come off the bridle before, and he just looked a little bit all at sea when he did for the first time. But the way he won at York showed that he'd learned a lot from the Goodwood race, and I don't see Mehmas turning the form around. Or I don't see him confirming the form, I'm afraid.
Okay, so you're with Blue Point then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Blue Point then to win the Middle Park Stakes. Let's move on to the big race of the afternoon, and the big betting race anyway, the Cambridgeshire Heritage Handicap over a mile and 1 furlong. It's for three-year-olds and older. We have a field of 35 of them set to go to post here. We'll spin through the betting as it stands at the point of recording this. The market headed by Third Time Lucky, who is 8-1, 12-1 for Bravo Zolo, 14-1 for Spark Plug. Banksy is 14s, very talented, another one at 14-1. Stipulate either a trader error or a significant mover, 33s into 16s, 16-1 for Examiner, 16-1 Night Owl, 20-1 Master of the World, Carry On Derek and Treasury Notes, another one at 20-1, clipped in from 25s, is Eric the Red, 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. We won't go through them all here, Rory, but plenty in with chances. 8-1 the field in the betting at the moment.
Yeah.
Help us figure out the Cambridge. It's always quite a tricky race to solve.
It certainly is. You mentioned Stipulate there, 16s from 33s. I think that's a genuine move. I suspect that's been put up today by Hugh Taylor at the races. But he's an interesting runner, actually. Course and distance winner in the past. A horse who was favourite to win over 7 furlongs at Galway 3 starts ago, and then was running over an extended mile and six, the St. Ledger trip at Doncaster last time, where he travelled like the best horse, but surprisingly enough didn't see the trip out. It's an interesting way of prepping a horse for the Cambridgeshire. Although we did see a horse run in the Cambridgeshire and the Cesarewitch a couple of years ago, of course, didn't we? Jim Goldie's old campaigner. So Stipulate's interesting. And the money for him is clearly significant, although you've missed the boat a little bit if you've not got the fancy prices.
Hmm.
Third Time Lucky obviously comes strongly into the equation. I'd want to be backing something with 9 stone or less here.
Okay.
You know, it's difficult to rule too many horses out in pure form terms. You've got a 35-runner field. You've got to find a way of knocking them down. I think you would ideally want to be carrying less than 9 stone, and that at least helps to to narrow it down a little bit. The way the handicaps are going at the moment, a lot of decent horses are just rising a little bit too high in the weights, and the likes of Oasis Fantasy running off a mark of 105. A lot of these horses towards the top of the weights are on very inflated handicap marks, and obviously have big weights to carry in this, and that's not easy to overcome. Third Time Lucky won the race last year. He was carrying just 8 stone 4, and I think that's the perfect scenario for you. He's obviously a year older this time around, and he's got an extra £10 on his back, but you know, that's weight for age as much as anything, really. And he appears to be arriving in good form for this. Well beaten in his first two starts of the season, and then back to form when 5th of 20 at York last time out. Travelling well, looking like he was right back in form, and it looks like he might just have been prepared for the race again. So he's £5 higher, which is not insurmountable by any manner of means. He'll get similar ground conditions, and he deserves to be close to the head of the market. He's sort of snuck in his favourite, as it were, with one or two others coming out at the last minute. But he does deserve his place. Whether you want to back him at 8-1 or thereabouts in a field of 30 and more, of course, is another matter. So let's see if we can find something at slightly juicier odds down the weights. One who makes a fair bit of appeal to me from a trainer who knows exactly how to produce a three-year-old to win this race is Banksy for Luca Kamani. He's not a huge prize. I mean, what is he, about 12 or 14 to 1?
14s, yeah.
14s, yeah. He appears to be, I was going to say exposed, but he's not. He's had very few runs in handicaps. He had a couple of runs last season. He's had 7 runs this time around. On the whole, he's been improving. He was well beaten at Goodwood, when quite strongly fancied, in a race that Lucas done well in the past. But back on the up since, runner-up at York and Doncaster. And those runs show that he's still progressing. Luca knows if you're going to get a horse like this into the Cambridgeshire, you can't keep them under wraps. You've got to run them. So you benefit from them gaining experience while they're also working their way into the race. So he ends up here, despite appearing to give the handicapper a chance to see how good he is, with just 8 stone 8. He's more experienced than most three-year-olds you would have in this kind of race. He won his maiden first time out last year at Yarmouth when not expected to win. He was up against a long odds-on favourite who then didn't go in the stalls, and he's ended up coming home at 50-1, which I don't think would have been the plan as such. But he's gradually progressed all the way since that. Most of his runs have been on good to firm ground, so conditions again will be ideal for him. He's won over a mile and a quarter, and he's been running really well over a mile in his last two starts. So the 9-furlong trip will suit him really well. He's a strong galloping sort who can race mid-division, which means he should get a good position here as well. He's drawn 14, which I think I'd rather be mid to low here than high as a rule, although the bias can move around a little bit. But he should be in a perfectly good spot, and Jimmy Spencer's been booked by Lucas, so he's got lots in his favour, I thought.
All right, Banksy then could be one to consider at double-figure prices in the Cambridgeshire for Rory. Let's just have a little bit of a quick summary then, Rory, before you go. Just relay your final selections for us then for the big day on Saturday.
In the Royal Lodge, I am with Best of Days. That's at 220. In the 255, I fancy Lady Aurelia to get the better of Queen Kindly. In the Middle Park at 330, I think Blue Point will take all the beating. Again, with Mehmas being his main danger. And in the Cambridgeshire, I'm banking on Banksy.
Superb. Good work, Rory. Go get yourself a Lemsip. Thank you very much, Rory. That's Rory's thoughts on Saturday's action then. Big day to look forward to at Newmarket, of course. And you'll hear all of the action on Racing Radio. We also have Chester, Haydock and Ripon. Alongside that, on the flat, we've got Jumping Up Market Raising and a Twilight card at Hamilton. So plenty to look forward to. It's all live from 1:40 p.m. with Luke Elder, Andrew Mount and Ollie Pimlott in the studio. So do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.